This exemption started the same week when the toll gates were raised from $2, $10 as per the size of the vehicle. Every MP who actually received a car from Kroger was required to send the registration number and the capacity of the engine and was exempted. Myself, I was also given a certificate of exemption and a sticker, which I will put it on the windscreen. The reason for exemption is written because you are a member of parliament.
Is this fair on other road users, and how did the parliamentarians exactly table this request?
The ZANU-PF members of parliament were given some Ford Everest and some Ford Rangers. Me personally, with the Honorable Sansole and Sinampande, we went to Zinara, and Zinara referred us to the register of vehicles, which we went to Mr. Makoni. When he went through the computer, Mr. Makoni said, "Sorry, you honorables, you are not exempted. Only those from ZANU-PF are exempted." I said, "Why?" He said, "Those vehicles belong to the state. They are state vehicles." But we couldn't argue with Makoni because he's a worker. When I went back to parliament and I asked the leadership to say, "Are ZANU-PF only having state vehicles?" When we were both the candidates, I am a member of parliament. A ZANU-PF member of parliament has got two Ford Rangers, one from Kroko, one from the election time. But me, I'm exempted one vehicle, the Ford Ranger, which I took from Kroko. But ZANU-PF has got two exemptions, and I think it's unfair. And the increase, to me, is still unfair to the people of Zimbabwe, because me and Chebundo, who was the chairman for transport last term, we used what we call the SADC protocol, where we said we exempt only the president and the last ambulance following the president. That's what we agreed on.